is such a broad spectrum of natural healing tools available to us, at our fingertips, in the air around us, and as we close our eyes and step outside, we absorb potential from the light that shines down upon us. This is Nature, Therapy, and Beyond, and I'm your host, Catherine Sky Knott, holistic journalist and broadcaster, bringing you a glimpse of natural wellness and lifestyles from around the world. This morning, the clouds have parted, revealing a beautiful sunny sky. A perfect day to meet with light therapy practitioner Wendy Patrick. Only a short stroll away in Kentville, Nova Scotia, Canada, Wendy works with both pets and their people to improve quality of life and peace of mind. While Wendy works with an incredibly varied toolbox of natural therapies, today she speaks with us about photobiomodulation. This is a newly accepted clinical term for light therapy.
The term that a lot of people are starting to identify over the last couple of years, it's becoming more and more commonly used because that encapsulates everyone who's using light therapy, whether it be pads, beds, torches, LEDs, and lasers, because basically it's a nice little umbrella to put everything under because it is literally the changing of biology with photons. Because there's so many different names for it that have been running around for decades, whether it was low-level light therapy, laser light therapy, red light therapy, low-level light therapy, all sorts of different, and photonic this. Photonic acupuncture is another one, because with the torches, that those are more specifically used to stimulate acupuncture points. So that's where the photonic acupuncture comes from it. So yeah, all of it is kind of trying to go into this umbrella so that when either myself as a natural therapist or a chiropractor, acupuncturist, massage therapist, vet tech, whoever it is that's actually using these modalities, then it can be understood by those who actually are going to get it.
What sort of training is required to administer this sort of session to someone?
Well, as it's a natural therapy, I don't know whether it is that strict as to what kind, but certainly it's very, very encouraged to do some sort of training. Whenever it's LED, which is what I use, and I'm certified, I'm actually board certified with BANS, the Board of Advanced Natural Health Sciences, and my training all stemmed from Photonic Therapy Institute. That actually gives you an awful lot more information in the background of light, how light works, as opposed to just willy-nilly grabbing a torch and away you go. Certainly you cannot do that with laser. If someone is using laser without proper training, run fast the other way, because you can do an awful lot of damage. If they're not properly professionally trained under acupuncture or something like of that sort, then I'd be very, very wary to let them anywhere near my body with a laser. Because you can actually blow out an acupuncture point if you're doing the dosage in the wrong way, activating the wrong points, activating different points, using too long of a dosage. So there's lots of things to consider. Now with the LED torches that we use and that are out there, and I mean, you can find everything from, you know, I don't know, so probably some ridiculous low number. The lower the number, the more it's not going to work. Grabbing a cat laser and hitting an acupoint isn't actually going to activate it unless you're willing to sit there for about 4 hours, perhaps. Haven't done the math on a cat laser, but you do have to be wary because, of course, once something becomes more mainstream and more recognized and more popular, everybody wants to jump on the bandwagon, throw their name on something and try to make you believe that they're selling the best thing there is. So with everything, and more now than anything else, is please do your research. And too many people are too ready and willing to just take everything at face value rather than actually digging a wee bit deeper and going, well, why should I do that? How should I do that? Who should I do that with? What should I be looking for? And I mean, certainly PTI is great too. The links I'm thinking you're putting in your information from the interview here, and people will be able to look into that themselves. They don't have to go that way, but it's a very good place for good information. And they also do all the courses and stuff if you as well. If you just want to learn it for yourself, for your animals, for your pets, for your friends, for your family, It's certainly something that is very, very good to invest in having your own torches. And because they're LED, you can't do harm. And that's the bottom line here, because I work with a lot of animals.
And personally speaking, what would you say drew you to this particular kind of therapy?
I kind of heard about it sort of floating around. It sort of came into my sphere of influence, if you like. And I'm like, okay, piqued my interest a little bit. I was like, oh, there's animals on it. Oh, this helps animals. And that's kind of my bottom line for anything that helps animals. I want to know about it. So I was actually invited to attend a seminar. It was a weekend seminar, and find out all about this. And there was case studies. There were different people being interviewed on it, different people showing how it worked, or how the applications worked, how you can use it different animals, and lots of different information on it. And it was like, oh, I'm sold. Sign me up. Where do I find out more? And I just was so hungry for it and thought, well, it's not going to hurt. That's the bottom line. So why don't we find out as much as we can about this? Because if this is something that can amplify what I already do, using a lot of energy work and stuff that I had for years, I thought, oh, this is kind of hand in hand. This makes sense to me. It resonates. So I went off then and jumped on the PTI website and had a look around, spoke to the actual owner, founder of the association and the company. And she's just absolutely amazing. Very, very informative, very educated, very, very science-based as well. So, I mean, she will throw you the question of, oh, it doesn't work for that. How many inches would you like? Meaning how much information and studies and thickness of paperwork would you actually like to see to prove that this is actually real? It works. Lots and lots and lots of feedback from around the world. Lots of other countries doing much more and being very much the forefront. Whereas we're quite behind the times here in some respects, especially when it comes to natural health. And if it's to help the animals and really help them, then I want to know more so that I can actually be effective in my work.
I've dealt quite a bit in the past with practitioners who are utilizing energy therapy and alternative or cogent forms of therapeutic techniques. And this is kind of a tricky question sometimes. How would you describe what photobiomodulation is? How is it affecting our health? I suppose it's doing two things at the same time. It's an energetic thing, but it's also there's a physicality to it as well. How would you describe this to somebody who maybe doesn't have any experience with energy health?
Well, that's a good question. It's a great one. I'm asked a lot in the shop, actually, whenever they go, well, what's that? And they go, well, how does it work? And they just think, oh, that's just another nonsense kind of thing, woo-woo and all the rest of it. And you go, well, the body thrives with light. Anything that you want to grow, you know, people are looking at planting seeds or growing a garden. The first thing they need to know is if they have a good light source, whether that's from the sun, whether it's hydroponically, but everything needs light to thrive. We are no exception. We are also living beings, and therefore light actually is important. And if you go into the sciencey side of it and dig deep, or even if you're doing the course, you will discover how the light works a lot more as well. And the fact that it helps the messages to connect in the body, the neural pathways actually go, oh, look, this is some sort of energy. And the light amplifies that energy and helps things to work. So even if you're introducing the likes of Hertz frequencies or resonances to enter the body, actually, if you have light, sound enters the body better with light. So if you're looking at the likes of even the Schumann resonance, which is the beat of the earth, if you like, and it beats at about, well, the last count was about 7.7 hertz. Actually, the pulsing that are available on the torches that I use as well actually have that same speed. So they're actually using still a different frequency as well. And I mean, the light and the frequency and the vibration and all the rest of it are basically, you know, well, as Tesla would have said, we're the keys to the universe. Whenever you have that light, it helps things to work more. It amplifies it, as I find, because I've always done a lot of energy work for over a decade. I've done quantum touch and a little bit of Reiki animals, more than humans. The biggest thing that really caught my attention was whenever I first got a torch and I started exploring and started studying and actually used my torch with the recommendations that came with it to activate some points on my horse. And he was an old guy, And I knew whenever I would do energy work, I'd run my hands over and I'd feel for the little hot spots or the little stoppages where my hand would stop and I would know I'd have to work on a point there or release some energy or just work through it. And whenever I would find those points when I did my sort of scan, if you like, if I brought the torch out and hit that point, it released almost instantaneously. And it was absolutely amazing. And I'm like, this is kind of cool, but I never believe a first answer of anything. So I had to make sure that that did it again and again and again and again before I was convinced it worked. And then to walk away, sometimes it happens when you're actually working on the horse when they're there, but a lot of horses are quite stoic and won't release until you walk away. So if you don't see a lot of big blinks, head drops, ear softening, eye softening, yawns, stretches, then walk away and hang around for about 20 minutes and just watch them. And you'll see these series of yawns going on as they release energy and everything starts to move and they allow that to work. And it's very, very cool, because that's the nice thing about working with animals is they have no placebo effect, no psychosomatic reactions. It's either truth or not. So it's either going to work or it isn't, basically. So you can't deny it when you get results after results after results after results. And then working with animals, they always kind of show you where they need the help anyway. But when I was now adding the light onto it, I mean, we can do a full body session in 15 minutes.
So you don't really have any need of a clinical trial because you've done your own.
Pretty much. And I mean, there's all the backups there from vets and doctors and everything for decades. So they've all been done. I don't need to reinvent the wheel. I just need to keep rolling it.
Exactly. So you do treat animals, obviously, and people as well. Do you find that most of your clientele are animals?
I aim for that because we can't actually legally call it a treatment, Catherine. As a natural practitioner, we can say it's a light therapy session, and that's what we offer here. If I ever went to go for my naturopathic doctor designation and do that, then certainly I could call it a treatment, and that's literally the difference, whether you're a doctor or whether you're not. We all do the same work. But it's certainly we're not allowed as natural practitioners to make any claims. We don't treat, we don't diagnose, we don't cure, and we certainly don't try and sell services that promote doing any of those things. We leave that to the professionals and the doctors in their clinical situations to do that, because they can add on treatments. And therefore, as well, they can also cover a lot of this in different parts of the world under insurance.
Okay, so there is some linguistic semantics that are involved in it.
Always.
You just sort of, I guess, have to meet with your, I don't know, can you call them a client?
Oh, yes, they're all clients. Absolutely. But yes, sorry, to go back and answer that question, I went off on a tangent. Our clients that we see for our sessions, I try to aim for the pets. That's why in the name above our door, it says for pets and their people. Pets always come first in my world, because we have such lovely naturopathic doctors, natural health clinics and other chiropractors, acupuncturists and things who are covered for people for their insurance, and they can work in the light therapy in their treatments, which were not there. So I would rather give the pets another option, because I'd love to work a lot more with a lot of the vets as well. And some of them send people to me with their animals for help, whether it's even post-surgery, because it can certainly help to help the body heal itself faster, and just, you know, make the energy move, make everything start flowing. Because the main thing with the lights is that it increases circulation. That's the number one thing. Increase circulation, reduce pain, and help increase cellular healing or recovery. So yeah, you can do that. If you look at animals, they're more of a pure energy being than we are ourselves. We're the ones that walk around with emotional scars, with labels given to us by so-called professionals, by problems from our relationships, from problems from bad diet, from living conditions, from toxicities, from drinking, from drugs, from whatever. You don't get that as much with animals. So they're basically a clear canvas to begin with. Not whenever we've seen where we can rebalance hyoids within one to maybe three sessions of lights on a a horse, and you can actually physically watch the level of the nostrils come back into line. And it's knowing the points to work on.
So you mentioned you've had obvious results, physical results that you've seen, and I would say emotional too. Anytime an animal or a person displays relief from discomfort or just relaxation, it's pretty evident through their whole body. So a session like this, what does it do for a person physically, mentally, emotionally? Because I mean, you can only really tell unless you're an animal communicator, which I believe you also are, but let's say you're not, you sort of have to watch for the signs. So what would you say can take place physically, mentally, emotionally in someone after a session of this sort?
Well, there's lots of different things that can and can't, and it's interesting to watch. This is the kind of the fun part, if you like, about doing some people as well, in the fact that I get to get feedback from them after 2 hours is our first follow-up after a full light session, and then again at 24 hours. And it's kind of interesting because I like to give people their superpowers back, and the fact that you're in control of your body. So I need you to monitor this and relate back to me, as opposed to you go into a doctor and they just tell you what to do and how long to do it for. So I'm going, okay, well, I'm going to help you with this. I'm going to help your body to actually wake up or to rebalance or realign with the presence of using light. But what I need you to do is tell me what happens after that. So then I can see whether I've applied too much light, for example. I may have activated some points too much, and then they'll actually feel like they've actually got some sort of cold or flu symptoms within 2 or 3 days. And that's usually because I've stirred up too much and sent the body into a slight healing crisis because it now wants to get rid of everything. It's like shaking up the pop bottle too much, and you have to let the top off. So that's where these cold and or Herxheimer or Herxing. Our healing crisis. So we don't want to do that. We don't want to go too fast too soon, because we can do that quite quickly. So, and this is where your professional education would come into it big time, with understanding what's too much, what's too little, where do I start, how do I start, where do I activate, and where do I go to from there. So whenever I look at them to start with, I have to be able to assess them in the sense of, I need to know what your situation is. Is this an acute injury? Is this a chronic condition? How long have you done this? And certain other questions as well, because the first thing we want to do with anybody, animal or human, is put that body into the parasympathetic switch. So what that is, if you see most people running around, they're running from here to there, they've got this on at that time, they've got kids to run to school, they've got husbands to feed, they've got animals to feed, they've got businesses to run, work to go to, cars to get fixed, shopping to get, and they're constantly living in this fight or flight state. So one of my big questions is, it's okay to ask a human, it's more difficult, well, you can ask the human about the animal, but they're easier to deal with. But the human, you can say, are you sleeping well? Oh, I get about 4 hours a night. Okay, when was the last time you got longer than that? Oh, I can't remember. All right, I know exactly what I'm doing with you. You need to have a good night's sleep. Because even if you look at the side of Chinese medicine and you see your clock will tell you what time of the day certain organs go into their prime time for working. And usually those hours of like dusk to dawn, if you like, and the wee hours of the morning is when some of your main organs are really doing their clean out, their rejuvenation, their detoxing, which is why if your body's working the way it should be working, you get up in the morning and you will have an elimination of bowel movement within the first couple of hours. Because that's because your body was able to put that switch. So shift from sympathetic to parasympathetic state, make that switch happen naturally so that it can actually help the body to help itself as you sleep and go on your little astral traveling or whatever it is you do, so that you get up in the morning refreshed. Now, many people do you feel, oh, I can't get a good night's sleep, I can't settle, my brain won't shut off. Well, that's because you're stuck in sympathetic state. 2 seconds, I can switch that. And that's what we're taught. The first thing is how to switch the body into parasympathetic state, because it's only in that state will it actually be then rest and digest. Only then will the body start working on itself and doing what it was designed to do, which was actually work properly.
And like in Chinese medicine, of course, when you treat one thing, you treat everything else. That's the beauty of holistic approaches.
Yes, absolutely. And I mean, if you look at all of our little nerve endings and there are capillaries and ligaments and tendons and everything else, it's all like a little fiber optic cable network. If you peel everything back and you look at one of those pictures where all of these little endings go. So you can hit something on a finger and that will actually help a kidney, or, you know, vice versa. So, I mean, it's the same with the likes of people who work with reflexology or auricular therapy. And I actually certified in auricular therapy as well. But I find that the PBM, which is the abbreviation, if you like, of photobiomodulation, PBM. So that's the easier one to say. In case people are going, well, I've heard about PBM, but I don't know about photobiomodulation. A lot of people don't know what the big long word is. There you go for your listeners for that one. Yeah, it's like fiber optic nerves or fiber optic tendrils going through everything. So it's like, you know, hitting a wee button there and everything else works. But yeah, auricular therapy will treat the ear, because if you look at the ear, it's literally, if you put the embryonic unborn baby, if you turn it upside down, it will fit that shape of the ear. And actually the edge of your ear relates to your spine and different things like that. But, or reflexology, where they know all the different points on the sole of your feet to activate your gallbladder or help your heart or release stress. So all of these things are very, very cool to work all together. And you'll even find a lot of people who work in those modalities are actually using PBM and integrating that into what they're already doing, because they just have to light up these points and they will hit that spot even better and even more effectively, I find.
When I go to acupuncture, which I go once or twice a month, I can usually assess myself before I go in to decide what seems to be wrong with me this month. I'll say to my acupuncturist, okay, give me all of your pins for neurotic behavior, you know, and she'll just know exactly what to do. So in your training, do you learn about the acupuncture points as well?
Yeah, that's certainly what we're learning on. We don't go as deep as actual acupuncturists by any means, because obviously they need to know a lot more than we do, because they're actually puncturing the skin. And because this is LED as opposed to laser. So we can't do the harm that using a laser in the wrong point certainly can. We would look at the same points and the same meridians. Obviously, there's only, you know, meridians for certain things, and that's on a horse, on a dog, and a cat, on a llama, on a person. So we would all be using the same maps, if you like. We would just be doing it a little bit differently. And certainly I've gone to a Certified Light Therapist Universal is kind of the title. But if I went on to further education and study with it, then I would be going a lot more deeper into actually knowing how to trace the neural pathways, how to follow all the meridians, and actually be able to then work out a lot more. But with my energy background, I find I can already work that out with identifying places on people's bodies or anything else. So I haven't gone there because I haven't found that necessarily needed yet. But if I was doing laser or something like that, then certainly you would need to be a trained acupuncturist to do it properly and not do harm.
So let's talk a little bit about your tools. I managed to sneak a peek at some of your devices. You let me in your back room. That was great. they basically look like little flashlights for the most part. And is that their basic design, their little flashlights of different colors?
Yeah, pretty much that is their design in the sense of for the torches. And those are the ones that will work with your photonic acupuncture as well, because you can actually pull out the extension of the torch as such. So you can actually hone that beam into a much more pinpoint type of beam. So you can actually concentrate that. I don't know whether you got to do that or not, or even realize that happened. And also as well, you can depress them. So whenever you put them on, first of all, it should come on as like a high beam, and then you slightly depress the button and it goes to low. Certainly if you're working on a cat initially, they may not want or be able to take full strength dosage right away. And then you can put it on a third, on most of the torches now, they all have a pulsing option. So as opposed to trying to push that pin into a wall with your finger, well, let's use a hammer instead. And that's what the pulsing would be. And that's really good for helping to break up scar tissue and things like that, and for actually penetrating deep into the into bone, especially with the infrared.
I didn't realize that one of the options that you had with this particular approach was that you could break up scar tissue as well.
Oh yeah, there's not an awful lot of things you can't do with light once you actually start investigating it. And I mean, the studies now that are even ongoing and the information that's coming out now about the different colors as well are just phenomenal. I was just on an office hours meeting there last week and found out that green is now becoming the more popular one for actually activating acupuncture points. We always thought it was red. But I guess green, just because it has that particular depth of penetration, then it's actually hitting that area that where the points would sit. So right on the end of those pathways. So that's where that's really concentrating its focus of energy. So it makes complete sense. I mean, certainly if you're going, if you look at the lights as well, the different colors have different outputs, different dosages. And that's something that needs to be very important. We should talk about that as well. In the sense of knowing what you're actually buying. There's certain ways of identifying the dosage and output of your equipment, and you need to be able to know that from your manufacturer. So you want to, it's milliwatts per centimeter squared is what you want to know. And from that, then there's a whole mathematical formulation for working out how long you should use that in the area for a specific dose. Now, certainly you can do it as well. Once you're trained and experienced in it, you will kind of feel a release, or you'll experience a release, or your client will experience a release. Again, whether it's a yawn, a stretch, even a burp, their eyes might water. The dogs actually will concentrate. They may be panting for a little bit as you're doing it, and then all of a sudden they'll just relax and lick their nose. That's a release signal. So it's also understanding animal speak as well, to know how they release, how their body language works, how they react to you, whether they're turning around to look at you suspiciously or whether they're turning around at you to say, oh, that's it. And they do have facial expressions, and people don't tend to realize that unless they've worked with them for a long time, which I've got over 40 years behind me with animals alone. So yeah, that's it's an interesting thing. But the torches as well are very, very cool. And I think I've gone off on a tangent again. But yeah, the dosage is very important, or the output, the wattage, the output is very important. So the likes of our red is like 660. The red plus would be up to 850. So it's all different things, because it's all to do with the depth of wavelength, and that determines how deep the penetration of light will be into the body.
I'm really seeing now that if you were going to do this sort of session at home, you would require that training.
You can. I mean, if this was something, I mean, certainly people will come to me for a few sessions of their own, and then understanding that A, they can't do harm with it, B, they're finding a good response with it, or it's doing what they're hoping it would do, or more, usually more, because most people are skeptical coming in. It's like, yeah, give me a session with you, I'll change your mind. And even with the dogs, they're even better, because they'll see a difference almost overnight sometimes. Then they'll go, well, how do we do this? And it's nothing to be scared of whenever you know it can't do any harm. When it's LED, it's not laser. That's the huge definition of change. But yet both of them can work just as effectively, and that's been proven as well. Because a lot are like, oh, let's just buy a torch and like stick it on there. Oh, nothing happens. That doesn't work. Well, yeah, you're not getting the right equipment. You know, it's the same as, you know, do you want a regular hammer, or do you want a regular screwdriver, or do you want an actual power drill? There's certain things that are going to be more effectively because they have the proper power behind them, and they have, you can use the proper dosage, as opposed to trying to push that screw in with a screwdriver on your own energy behind it and pushing that for maybe 10 seconds. You get your hammer drill out and it's there like 2 seconds done. So you have to use the tools effectively for how they're designed, and actually understand how they're designed to be effective.
Well, that makes sense. One of the other devices or the tools that I saw was something that was sort of the shape of a small ice pack, but it was full of lights, or yeah, that's the one. full of, it almost looks like like a specialized LED light like you might put in your home and kind of fancy looking. But yeah, it's about the size of an ice pack, I think.
Yeah, it's about 4 or 5 inches across and about 8 or 9 inches long. And the ones that I use and have are the DPL Flex Back and Body Flex Pad. So if anybody wants to Google that and look that up, they'll be able to find that. And basically it has a combination of red and infrared. And so you can just use that as a low and slow dose. So that's kind of useful whenever we were talking about scar tissue earlier. Low and slow is the way to go. You don't want to overstimulate points too fast or too much, because then you'll throw yourself into that healing crisis and then probably get scared and not use them again. And we don't want you to do that, because these are very effective tools. But even if you end up with the torches, you can certainly buy a torch. I have many, many clients who have, and they come with lots of instruction, and with PTI as well, they are such great at backup. You can go on to their library. You can, a membership is a small fee. You can go onto their charts library. So you'll go, oh, I need to look up for hot flashes. And you'll pull up the actual picture of the human with all the points marked on it where you need to light up for 15 to 30 seconds, and do that once every 8 to 12 hours to start with, then daily, then weekly, then monthly, or whatever you need. So there's lots and lots of support with I can't say enough about PTI. Kay does an absolutely wonderful job about helping get education out there and having good information. And whether you're using her products or not, you can still actually join the office hour sessions every Thursday. They're a very, very good team of people.
I do want to address the different lights. So you've got red, infrared, green, blue, and amber.
Yes. Yes. That's the newest addition, is the amber one. Lots of things that it's supposedly helping it just at rejuvenation of skin, and actually helps to promote the energy working in the top of the dermal layer. So that's where that's kind of focused on. So that's interesting, but it's very young in its sense we don't know a lot about it yet. So there's lots and lots of things ongoing for that. But I would say over probably the next couple of years and more, and the more people that get into this actual modality and into the science behind it, and then, you know, people that get studies funded and things like that, then certainly that's it. But I know that Kay has worked with one for a while, because she helps to actually create how they make these torches as well for her. So she makes sure it has the right dosage, output, stamina as well, because the actual housings of our torches, you may have noticed, are metal. So when we're using them in the field with a horse, if it kicks it across a barn, it's fine. So you're not going to do that with a little plastic housing thing, you know, oh, you dropped it, it's done. So yeah, we always have to work on the safety aspect of things as well, and the longevity of our actual pieces of equipment. But the amber is certainly very interesting in its early stages as to what it's being seen to do. People are basically helping to reduce melasma, which is discoloring of the skin, maybe like acne scars and things like that. And if I was a little bit more disciplined of working on myself rather than just on my clients, I would possibly have had a little study done of myself by now, because I had horrible acne as a teenager. So plenty of scars to play with and light up.
Now, what would be the difference that you would see between using red and infrared?
Ah, right. Good question. Red will actually go into the muscle, whereas infrared will go right to the bone. And that's why the pads especially have both. So whenever you actually turn on an infrared light, you can't see it. It's not visible to the naked eye. So the only way you know that light is, or that pad is on, is because the presence of the regular light, red as well, is on. So every other square looks like it's lit up. So it's like, oh, this is broken. No, that's how it's supposed to look. So that goes through muscle and bone. So it's very helpful for osteoarthritis. It can actually help to melt that calcification buildup. So we call that ring bone on horses. That's the red and infrared. So those are great. You can just get the red on its own, which is great for athletes. sports people, anyone who walks around all the time, who has a little bit of muscle injuries or things like that. I mean, if you have it in your budget, we always suggest and recommend to go and get the red and infrared. So because you're hitting all the layers on the way through to the actual bone, so you should be getting light radiating through different parts of the body. But certainly there is different, obviously, attributes to the different colors now, as we're discovering, as I said, with the green hitting those acupuncture points at that particular depth, the amber now hitting this dermal, so it's helping the rejuvenation of skin to help to slough off maybe some of these pimples or scars or melasmas. The blue is actually your cooling light. So, you know, you do your heat and cold type thing, you can do that with your lights. So if you're heating up an area, because of course, if you're increasing the circulation to that area, it can automatically start to feel hot. And it's always really cool because I'll light up points bilaterally. So I'll have two torches used at the same time. And someone might say, well, that's hot on that side. And I'll go, okay. And I'll switch my torches because I'll do one as red plus infrared and one as red. And I'll go, did that change? And you go, oh, no, the other one's hot now. I was like, good, because that's the one that's going right to bone. And they go, oh, well, why is that? And I says, that's your body working. And I'll reach around or reach up to them and let them touch the front ends of the lights as they're on so that they can realize for themselves that the surface of those torches are not hot. They're not hot at all. You can feel right. Just mild warmth, obviously, just from the generation of the light in there itself. But they're feeling a heat at the body level because you're pulling all the circulation going, woo, come over here. So highlighting and amplifying in a big, big, big way. And whenever that's happening, you know that that's where you needed that help. It's also letting you know that that's where we're bringing the circulation to. And if it's maybe building up, it's sort of hitting itself, where it's going, okay, there's a little bit of a blockage, we need to release that. So if we work up further points or further sessions and come back, is that as hot? No, it's not as hot as it was even yesterday. We can even do that where, okay, let me work over here for a minute or two, and then I'll come back over and go, okay, how does that feel now? Oh, that's not as hot. So we've moved the energy. We've helped to release that little blockage or that little plug, and away we've gone, and the energy has started to flow the way it should do. So we've got rid of that. So if we end up with that, and sometimes whenever I'm lighting up an animal, because they can go, oh, that's hot. Sometimes doesn't translate. But I tend to actually have my hands right at the tip of the points of the torch, where the torch is hitting the skin, so that I'll actually feel the surrounding tissue warm up. So I'll be able to know that. And I'll also be able to, if the animal likes it, they'll usually just lie and relax into it because it feels really good. And they understand how energy works because that's how they work. Or it may be too intense, at which point the animal may move away. They may twitch uncomfortably. And I'll go, okay, let's make that a little bit lower, or let's go over here for a little bit. And as you then work on different points, you can start to pull the energy in different directions so that whenever you go back to what we'll say is the trouble spot, that, oh, that's now free and clear and moving lovely. And you'll get that tongue flick or that yawn or that little stretch, or in fact, the animal may just fall asleep. So it's very, very cool. And they will always let you know, but it's very, very neat to know. And then if you come back, if you did have a hot spot, for example, and you did a lot of work on that area, maybe you're not going to see this client for a while. Maybe they're coming from a distance, so they can't come very often. Well, then I'd maybe follow that up with a blue and just cool that area down if it seems a little bit too frantic. Blue is also very good for antibacterial. So that's your main one as well. So you can actually use it as well on the skin. A lot of dermatologists will use blue light. A lot of other light therapists and aestheticians will use the masks. And you'll see a lot of the blues and the lighter colors or even the polychromatic colors. So they'll be hitting all sorts of different areas. But you'll see a lot of yellows, ambers, greens, blues, reds in those multicolored masks. Or even the eye masks, maybe blue, because that will also be calming and cooling at the same time and antibacterial. So lots and lots of uses. Very, very cool.
Yeah, the blue one in particular, we're sort of in a world now where antibacterial is the most important word anyone ever uses. So
no, immune system.
Exactly. I just wonder how, let's say someone did crack the code on how to administer this in proper dosages. A blue one, is this something that they could use as like precursor, you know, to a preparative to try and help them combat viruses?
Well, absolutely, because it is antiviral. Now, there is a little attachment that you can also get with your torch, and it's a fiber optic probe. So you can quite literally put that fiber optic probe on the end of your torch. It's very easy to change it over and then literally shove the probe up your nose.
Wow.
And in ears as well, for pets, for people, for kids. And actually the blue is very good for the antibacterial, antiviral, but the red is very, very commonly used, even in doctor practice as well, where the fiber optic up the nose for migraines.
Really?
Uh-huh. There's so many applications. I mean, it's endless, absolutely endless. Fascinating little modality.
And using that probe approach is really interesting too, because I've read a couple of articles where they say that they're using blue light to treat migraines, but they never specified how they were going about it. And they're going up through the nose.
Well, no, not necessarily. I mean, a lot of times they would be approached with tea pads, or like the pads that you saw that we have. They're actually come in a shape of a T, and you can meld both of those together and form a helmet, so that you're actually lighting up the brain. Or there are other pieces of equipment out there more in the sciencey field where they're actually pinpointing, where they actually put it on, like it looks like you're wired up to a machine or whatever. And they do have some that are, because they're coming through with other pulses, because they love to add these pulses and frequencies in with the lights too, because there's lots of helmet type pieces of equipment out there, usually in other countries, not as commonly, sadly, in Canada. But because they're classed as medical devices and they won't let them in. Mm. But I know there's tons, actually a couple of really, really good studies and everything out of Australia for dementia and how red light treatments have been used there with the helmets. So they're using more the happy hats with the reds and infrareds on the head. So that's where they would be talking about that. But if you can get as close to the area as you can, and even for nosebleeds and stuff like that, fiber optic probe up the nose, away you go. You know, and it's not that far. It's only an inch or so, comfortable as you like. And in fact, actually talking about the other end of the spectrum, no pun intended, there's actually a wand for ladies. There is actually a wand called the MyL wand, and it's actually, well, not to get too naughty, but it looks like a type of vibrator, but it's not, but it is lit up. It's got red and blue on it, and you use it intravaginally. And this is incredibly helpful for women with prolapsed cervixes, with premenstrual issues, with PCOS, with after menopause, where they have dryness issues, or just a recurrent vaginosis, things like that. So there's so many applications, Catherine, it's just endless.
Wow, I'm just meditating on the visual of that.
Yep, interesting.
Oh, that would be so helpful.
Yeah, very helpful for a lot of people. Yeah, very much so.
Right. So, sorry, I'm just still thinking about so many things.
Would you like?
Okay, in terms of someone seeing effects, obviously animals and people have a tendency to express it differently. You mentioned some of the specific mannerisms that animals display. Now, with people, or I suppose animals, how long does it take for an effect to show? Like some people say may require 3 or 4 sessions or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it would vary, of course, depend on the individual who is receiving the session. But would you say that anyone would notice anything fairly quickly, or do some actually take maybe 3 or 4 sessions before anything transpires?
Well, the nice thing is about this is you don't actually even have to believe in it, because the body's going to do what the body does, whether you think it's going to or not. So the first thing that I usually moderate with anybody who, well, I mean, they're always going to have some sort of trust or curiosity to even sign up and do a few sessions. And they can do one to come and see if they like it, if they've seen anything. Now, I mean, if they're coming with a chronic issue that they've had for like 27 years, you're not going to see an overnight. We don't do drive-throughs. We don't do quick fixes. And that's the thing, because it's not a pill for an ill where, oh, I'll take a tablet for a headache and it'll go away in 20 minutes. I mean, certainly we've had effects where we've basically helped people who've walked into the store with a really, really bad case of vertigo, and they were standing up with their glasses off, not being light sensitive within 20 minutes. So when you know what you know, then you know you can do some help for someone. And I'll just go, would you like me to light that up? There's a couple of things I would like to do, and that's just going to relieve that for you. We know what's not going to hurt. So the odd time I was doing that when we first opened, and Lady was absolutely stunned. But the first thing I want to see is, okay, well, you report back to me in 2 hours and see whether you feel okay, whether you now feel sleepy or drowsy. And certainly if you've been one of those people who's been stuck in sympathetic state for the last 15 years or 5 months, you may want to go home and have a nap. And highly encouraged. Because if you're doing your first session, I try to book that later in the day so that you can go home and have a nap. Because we don't want to put you into a parasympathetic state where you might be all nice and relaxed, and then you have to go and work. Right? Not fun. So we want to see in a couple of hours whether you notice anything. And then what I want to see is the next 24 hours, because what I really am going to find out whether we did enough or we didn't do enough or we did too much, as I say, is to find out how that night's sleep was. Now, a lot of times as well, we might not find anything. What I'll ask them to do is see how the following night's sleep is. Because I also like to do as much as I possibly can. And sometimes I know I do a little too much in very many different ways in my life, but with the lights as well are included. So it might be the second night that they have a sleep that they have never had for years. And we hear this all the time. I didn't get up till 6:30. I didn't even get up in the middle of the night for a pee. So it's absolutely amazing. But we'll even find whenever I do a quick session on the dogs, they'll turn around and go, the next day they were running around the yard with their buddy like they had been 5 years ago. Or he just jumped up on the sofa, right? Or he wasn't a stiff getting up. He was able to get up and around, or I didn't have to help him into the car. I didn't have to help him up and down the stairs. And those are the things that are an instant winner for pet owners, because they always want to do the best for their animals. And if they see something that works that quickly, then, you know, they're going to continue with something like that, and they're going to invest in a torch of their own. Because if you give that power back to them, where, listen, you want to help your animals? Let me show you how to do it. Right. And they're like, but you're running a business. Don't you want to do sessions? No, because I've got another 20 million people out there I want to actually reach. Right. I want to fix the world with this, and I want to help the world how to fix itself. But that sounds a little maybe grandiose. But hey, we only live once. So reach for the stars.
A colleague of mine, when I told her about this interview, she wanted to know about how light therapy could treat eyesight. Now, all I'm visualizing is you shining one of the torches directly into somebody's eye. But how would you go about treating eye conditions with this?
Eyes are difficult, but you can help, but it depends what it is. I mean, certainly there's no promises with it, with what we have. Certainly if it's to do with inflammation, then definitely we can help that, because we can help reduce that. If it's to increase the circulation to help the retina, for example, yes, we can do that. Now, there are lots of different studies out there. I haven't worked with it personally, but you would need to be careful with what torch you're using. Because yes, certainly you can. I can lift that red torch and put it right onto my eye. I mean, obviously my eye is closed, but it'll go right through and all you'll see is the red light. I wouldn't want to be doing that with the infrared. Okay. Now, there's nothing out there to say that that's actually harmful or you can do harm with it, but let's not risk it. We don't want to risk anything with eyes. But what I could do is take that red plus with the infrared and light up points around the eyes. So I would hit the frontal lobe. I will do the temples. I'll do the divots beside the eyes there and the back and the top of the TMJ and things like that. And it may just be something that's natural to aging, where our eyes will start to get a little bit weaker. But if you were to go to Europe, they have amazing, amazing therapy and systems where you literally sit down. You know, when you get your eyes tested at the opticians, you put your chin on the little paddle and you look into this big set of goggles. Well, that's the kind of thing that they have over there. Germany, I think, is the forefront for this machine. And it actually is treating and curing macular degeneration.
Wow.
Yes. Huge. Won't let the system into Canada. So yes, there is lots and lots of evidence on that. I'm sure if your people listening are wanting to Google things like that, they'll be able to find it. I can't just off the top of my head remember the name of that actual piece of equipment. But I attended a PBM conference last year, which was a three-day intense virtual summit, where we had 3 days of, I think it was 190 different speakers from a huge amount of countries. I don't know whether there was even one from Canada. But I mean, you had like Dr. Michael Hamblin, who is one of the forefronts. He's been doing this for over 30 years. And you had the people from Germany, you had the people talking about the light for the eyes, the macular degeneration. There was different people who were using it. And there was a couple of vets at the end as well to cover our little animal bases. But we were probably the PTI members, and that were probably one of the largest attendees from the animal side. So we were absolutely glued to that. But some of the applications for other things were just phenomenal. And in fact, I've worked very, very successfully in working with a nine-year-old boy, very successfully with him in reducing his occurrence of migraines. He was getting them once a week. He's now down to 6 weeks between occurrences.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's by identifying what was going on and what was causing it. And we tend to call ourselves root cause practitioners because I do so many different modalities here as well. So it's a blend of functional nutrition, identifying all sorts of issues with the body, whether it's autoimmune conditions, skin issues, parasites, hormones, mineral imbalances, sensitivities, emotional issues. And so many different, I have a lot of different strings to my bow and tools in my kit bag now that I can actually approach these things with. So even just with the energy work and through the questionnaires and work that we did previous to meeting him, I then was able to identify something that everybody else had missed, and also taught this young man how to muscle test, where he actually asked his body whether it tested strong or weak. And actually, I just held a workshop here yesterday in the store, which was very cool. And now he is an absolute pro at muscle testing and even can grab the torches to see which one he needs when he comes in. And it's very cool. One day he actually tests. He says, which one are you we using today? I says, well, why don't you find out muscle test, see what your body needs? Well, the body said it didn't need light that day. So I says, well, ask if it needs energy today. And that's what he needed. And within seconds of him on the table doing energy work on him, he's releasing, I'm releasing. Both of us are yawning up a storm so much that his mom's sitting in the corner yawning with us. So, so it's very cool. But the lights, you can, you know, help to increase, you know, the, as you said right at the beginning, to stimulate the production of nitric oxide and get the ATP, which is the energy cell of the mitochondria. And it goes, wee, let's do some work. And it's like waking up all those quiet little sleepy cells that haven't done anything for a long time because they've never had the tools to be able to go to work because they haven't had the light, because we've been covered up in, well, middle of winter in Canada. You've got layers upon layers upon layers with hats and scarves and toques and gloves. Where's your skin absorbing any light? Where is the sunshine when it's in the middle of a snowstorm? Mm-hmm. So that's whenever you get into, you know, more of the sad or the seasonal affected situations where you're in that depressive state without your sunshine and everything else. That's when light is really, really useful and helpful.
And what is your take on the desktop light screens that people can purchase for their homes?
Honestly, I have no experience with them, so to speak on them would be completely out of out of my realm. It wouldn't be fair. I've heard lots of people have used these things for years and get help with them. I usually tend to think that unless I've tried something with an animal and had an honest response, anything can be psychosomatic.
Oh, that's a good rule of thumb. If, what does the animal say about it?
Yes. Because with my education and experience with what we use, we're going right onto the skin. We're going right to that area. And the further you are away from that, every inch away from the skin that you have a torch, for example, decreases its potency by 50%. So if you're sitting in front of something that's a foot away, are you getting anything? Or are you psychologically believing you are?
That's a good point. It's like the draw on a current. The more things coming off diminishes the output.
Absolutely.
With the eyes. So if you're not putting, say, the torch directly on the closed eyelid of the eye, you mentioned that there were sort of a circuitous route that you could take to do the points around it. Again, that would be a lot like Chinese medicine, where you can treat one part of the body by stimulating the other.
Yep.
If a person has, I don't know, specifically like astigmatism, and they have photosensitivity, they have the issues with the eye that way, or even an unusually shaped eyeball, because that's a problem for a lot of people too. Mm-hmm. Is this something that, I don't know, you can't really correct the shape of the eye, but is there something you can do to support the condition this way?
You can always support it, but certainly, I mean, one of the main things in our questionnaire whenever we're doing our informed consent forms with new clients coming in is finding out if they're on any specific medications or anything that they have for photosensitivity. Because if you're already photosensitive, you don't want to be going too hard with light, right? You're going to make them feel really, really awful. And that's not what we want to do. The same thing as even if they're taking a large dosage of melatonin, that can actually increase your photosensitivity. So we want to make sure as well that they're not having any bad reactions or whatever if we're doing some lights and they do take a melatonin supplement, for example. And everybody's different, and that's the thing. With somebody coming to me with issues like that for that, I mean, I'd be probably shy to say that we could do much. We can always support the system. And if the body can be supported, the body is capable of doing anything. Mm-hmm. And we often dismiss that. Because we're always taught to look outside ourselves for answers for things. And that's why I love teaching people how to muscle test, because then they can find out whether something's even going to work for them. I don't care what, you know, books you've read, what studies you've researched, what doctors you've followed, what podcasts you've watched or listened to. You need to find out what works for you. So at the end of the day, if everybody in the world could learn how to muscle test, we would all be in a better shape. And in fact, it's something we should all have learned as soon as we were able to stand on two legs and understand what yes and no was. Because once you can test that, then you can find out. So if you have such a mental block, even, or an emotional block against something, it's not going to work. But if you understand, well, light's going to help my body no matter what. And I mean, we may even look at something where this is actually some pressure on the back of the eye from something else. Oh, look. We can help the inflammation in the brain and reduce your inflammation stage, right? And I might be doing that with another approach as well, through biochemics as well as with light. Or, you know, we may be looking at something completely different. But, you know, everybody is an individual, and certainly we tend to treat everyone as that when they come in. Parasympathetic point switch buttons are all in the same place for everyone, though, so that is basically easy. But after that, then we tailor and customize something that works for them, and then find that out. Yeah, we try to offer as much as we can, sort of almost like a one-stop shop, but it's just because I want to do as much as I possibly can at the same time.
Is there anything that someone can do to prepare themselves for a session? I suppose you could prepare yourself emotionally to be open to the potential healing of it, but is there anything else that you would suggest?
The best thing that you can do is basically come in with an open mind, as you say. If you make sure your body's hydrated, that's going to help the energy move better. So certainly, you know, if you haven't had a drink of water in the last hour or two, you know, take a few sips, even that could be enough for you, or, you know, take a whole glass of water. But the best thing is, you know, we don't know what's going to happen today. So we'll accept the best with the highest intention to accept the best that can be achieved in this present moment. And that is always the way I approach a session before I start.
Okay, that's almost your mantra to open the show.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. Yep. It's the way that you should respectfully address it. The same way as you were, you know, going to approach anything else, then you would want to respectfully introduce yourself. You're coming into a close proximity with another energy body. You want to do that respectfully and with good intention, as opposed to, I'm going to make you feel all this really hot and it's going to be really cool for me because my ego will blow up. No, don't be going there at all. That's not. So, because then you're going to also be a channel for this energy moving. So careful what you wish for.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So that's the thing. You still realize, okay, you may be hitting the buttons of those torches, but you're still within that space, that close proximity to your client. You're also going to be receiving and shifting energy at the same time as well. So I love giving light sessions because I'm still in a sort of third party position to almost get it as well at the same time, because it will flow. Energy flows, doesn't matter.
So it's the reciprocity, and you want to make sure that Absolutely. You're both in the same yep. state.
Yep. You want to, yeah. I mean, if we go in there having a rant about the world and the weather, then we're usually coming out having a rant about the world and the weather. But if we go in there and go, okay, let's go for our highest intention, right? Okay. Flick that switch on, give us the good stuff, and away we go. So, yeah, it doesn't have to be too structured. It's just knowing that that intention and that switch in ourselves has turned to give and receive the best that we possibly can.
Is there anything that you wanted to add or elaborate on that we may have missed?
Just knowing your dosages, your outputs, and everything else. If you are shopping for tools, certainly check the Photonic Therapy Institute. And indeed, if anybody wants to get some more information, they can feel free to either come and see us. We also do remote sessions. Certainly we can do some remote light from time to time as well. We have had some success. I'm always a little bit wary whenever I'm starting a new expedition with something else as to saying, oh, this is great. I can do this from 3,000 miles away, but I can do that with muscle testing. So I don't see why I can't send energy through the lights as well. And I have done that with an animal where I've lit up the point on me, because with the animal communication a little bit that I do, and that's through muscle testing, they've taught me how to do that. And they will show me physically, I can feel on my body where they're feeling pain or discomfort on theirs. And then I can light up the appropriate place.
So you use your physical body as an empathic proxy for the animal themselves.
I'm the conduit. It's basic quantum entanglement.
And you said that you have done this with an animal before?
Yes. Yeah. And basically, it's a good thing to tap in with the animal, obviously, anyway, but to let the person know, okay, did you experience this from Cookie or whoever at 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon? But I have actually had animals check in with me to say goodbye when they've just been close to passing, which is the hardest part of what I do, because we do have that connection always. And some will go quietly, and some will go, see ya, I'm out of here, thanks very much. Some are actually as cut and dried and matter of fact as that, because, well, death is as natural as being born. So you have to accept that, but it's still always hard. But yeah, they will. I was stopped in my tracks in my office one day last January, and I just felt this whoosh of energy and started basically releasing tears. And I'm like, oh, I questioned it and I got a yes. And it was like, okay, goodbye. And I knew who it was who had passed. And actually, I checked in with the people after that, and they said that was the exact time that they picked up the phone to call the vet to say it was time.
Oh, I see. Well,
it's crazy.
Well, it makes sense, because they would associate you with healing, and to be released and liberated like that would be
absolutely.
The ultimate healing.
Absolutely. Well, that's a nice way of putting it. Thank you. That's a lovely way. Yeah, yeah. Makes it a little easier. But yeah, you know, when an animal wants to go, and that sometimes that's the hardest thing as well, because sometimes the people aren't ready. I mean, we're never ready, let's be honest. But whenever you know an animal is ready to go, you can actually use the lights to help them get into that parasympathetic state, right? Because a lot of them are stuck because they've been fighting for pain or a disease or a discomfort for such a long time, and they're stuck in this horrible state. Their body cannot actually physically pass on its own. So you can actually do that relaxation, and it actually helps the animal to pass easier.
So you're doing hospice, the potential for hospice.
For animals. The whole death doula thing, isn't it? So yeah, a little bit of that.
Wow.
And we can even, we can do that for anything. But I mean, that's part and parcel of, if I want to help, then that's certainly something else I have to be able to help with.
Wow. Have you ever thought of writing your own notebook of observations or something like that?
I have, and I've been encouraged in a few different professions I've had over the decades to do that with various things, because whenever I get into something, I get into something the whole way or as much as I possibly can. But it would be the time to sit and do it. I mean, we did a podcast there, and I haven't even had a chance within the last year to even do another episode because it's just been crazy. But yeah, I would love to get out there more. And certainly I love doing talks. I love doing seminars. I love doing workshops, and I love educating. And as I say, giving people back their superpowers to find out how they can do this to help themselves. So yeah, anybody wants to get a hold of me, my main website is finessiumhealth.com. And Finessium was taken from the three dogs that formed my dog grooming business at the beginning, were Finn, Jesse, and William. So it was Finn from the Finn, obviously, FINNESSIAM. And that's also the brand, our private brand name as well. We make some products as well to help, again, in other ways. So all toxic free and nice things. So yeah, anything we can do to help, point you in the right direction, make connections for you, send you to different people that we might know in different parts of the world. Or in fact, come on your podcast and give us a shout.
Okay, I'm going to put a link to your podcast and all of your information as well so that anyone can get a hold of you and
Thank you very much. I
connect with you.
appreciate that so much.
Oh, you're awesome. This was a joy. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Likewise. Great
Yeah.
fun.
Wendy tells us that everything needs light to survive. And in our daily lives, light is most certainly a tool available to all of us, one with which we can feel comfortable and safe applying towards new modalities. A natural health session with great potential, encompassing family members of all sizes and shapes. You're listening to Nature, Therapy, and Beyond with Catherine Sky Knott. Appreciation to our guest, light therapy practitioner and animal communicator, Wendy Patrick. Gratitude to Blue Dot Sessions, www.sessions.blue, for our instrumentals. And to you, thank you for listening.